Are you ready for a career in interior design, or are you just thinking about it and want to know what to look out for before you start? If so, why not take my 3-minute quiz to know where you're at and where to head to next? You'll also get your personalized results emailed immediately. So head on over to soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/quiz and do it today. Now let's get cracking with the show. Hey guys, it is time for that question. I want to ask you, we all market. I did an episode last week on marketing. But have you done anything courageous in terms of your marketing? This week, I want to talk about a topic that I think you should consider, which is the power of getting courageous and being a speaker. Let's have a chat. Hey guys, it's Adam Skugel, Interior Designer, and welcome to episode 24. It's the final episode of season 2 of So You Want to Be an Interior Designer. My aim for this show is to help solopreneur, mid-career, sea-change interior designers and decorators find their true voice and create a sensational brand that leads you to a fulfilling career working with clients attracted to your unique story, gift, and vision. So that's what we're all about here. And this week, I am doing a bit of a tack on to last week's marketing topic. And I'm focusing really on the power of getting courageous, stepping out of your comfort zone for many people and getting a speaking gig. So what does this actually look like when I talk about a speaking gig? Well, a speaking gig can be going to a showroom where you've potentially purchased product for clients and then offering to put on a event or to speak about a specific topic. Regularly, this can be an event where you talk about a specific topic that's actually related to the store that is doing you a good favor by inviting you to come in and talk to their clients, talking to their clients that are hopefully on an email list that they're emailing frequently. Now, I've talked about this a little bit before, I believe, but I have done speaking engagements in the past. And the reason that I want to talk about this with you today is because I think it's a real step forward for you as a person, an interior designer, but also as a person in terms of getting the confidence to speak to an audience. Now, so many of us want to sit behind our Instagram feeds and not actually talk to anyone and expect that we're going to get clients ringing us, coming to us and saying, please work with us. Now, if you are sitting and doing mood boards on Instagram every week and not really doing anything face-to-face with people, it can lead to less than luxurious results, for lack of a better expression. You're just not going to get the interest from clients. One way to do this, to get the interest, is to get in front of people that are potentially going to be your market, people that are interested in what you do. So what I wanted to do is suggest to you that how you actually get a speaking gig together and get that up and growing. So one thing that I would do, number one, is speak to stores that you actually use and then propose a speaking event with them. Propose an event where you will be speaking to their audience about something related. So I actually did an event at a framing company that I worked with a few years ago, and they were a framing company here in Surry Hills in Sydney, and they graciously helped me to put on this speaking event, which I spoke about with the owner of the store. So they were custom framers. They did a lot of art framing. So people coming to this particular retail store that I was using for a client job quite extensively at the time, the people that were coming in there had things that they wanted framed, memorabilia, beautiful pieces of art, whatever. And this particular framing agent, you know, at this retail store, did quite interesting things with their framing. And I really love to walk past this store for years, actually, and see the different types of ways that they framed and the way they presented different items. There was all sorts of wonderful things they did. And I started to use them for a job, and I was putting quite a bit through. So we had developed this rapport. I was going in there almost weekly to get new things done at the time. And I remember speaking to the shop's owner, the owner of the shop and the manager, more or less. And we organised an event. So how did this all work? First and foremost, number one, I want you to approach a store that you're hopefully using, you know, in your design work. Even if you've just used them once, I mean, creating a PR event is good for everyone involved. You know, it creates awareness of the store, especially if you have an email list and you can share this with your email list. You can sell tickets out on some outlets like Eventbrite and other you know, online platforms to sell tickets. You could even run Facebook ads to this type of event. But what you do by speaking is you're really showing your personality. You're developing some form of trust with the audience and awareness, and you're speaking about a topic that's actually related to the store. So in this situation, I was talking about framing, not so much just the framing, but about using your piece of artwork as your kickoff for a color palette where you could actually continue and create a color scheme for a room. And I was on a slideshow holding up images or putting up images of different artworks, and then I would pull out fabrics, and I had, you know, leather samples and wallpaper samples and beautiful fabrics that I showed to the audience who were drinking wine and having canapes that were provided by local, you know, providers in the area. Artisan, a cheese place, I think it was, that did different foods, and then there was a seller that contributed the wine. So what you can do is propose this type of event. I know it probably has some people shaking in their boots to even think of this. But so you do this, and then you get people to come in and, you know, come in and join the event. It can just go for an hour. You can hobnob with these people after the event. But what a difference it would make for you to step up and you talk about your expertise in a way that is very close to the audience. And can really drive, you know, a relationship between not everybody in the audience, but it could just be one to two people in that audience of, say, 30 people in the shop that have rocked up for the night. So what do you do once you've got the people in that room? So you do have to, there's a few things to work through to get this effect going. First of all, you've got to get the buy-in from the person running the store. There's got to be, they have to have some sort of an email list or an audience that they you know, can tap into to bring the people in. It also helps if you do. But if you don't and they do, well, then just, you know, ask that question. There are a number of different retailers that you can ask that will actually be engaged in doing this. The next thing you do is you get email addresses from every single person in that room. So they have to sign in. And one of the things you want to do is specify that there is like a sign-in section where everybody there needs to come in, write their name down and their email address. And, you know, you can also offer a follow-up opportunity for them to win a prize. I actually used a consultation as a prize that night. So somebody won a consultation, but they had to give their email address. They had to provide that to be in the running to win this consultation. There was also, I think, another prize of a wine gift from the seller that contributed the wine. But next thing you do is you've got to collect the email addresses. So number one, you want the experience of speaking publicly in a type of environment that is part of the decoration industry. Framing, art framing, is very much part of our industry. And then you want to actually speak to an audience that is probably at some point, if they're framing pieces of art and investing in framing, then they probably have a vested interest in creating a really lovely home. And that was the case. I got two clients out of this event. So you get them there and then you collect their email addresses. If you don't collect their email addresses, I don't think it's worth the investment. You've got to be able to keep speaking to these people after the event. And the way to do that is to get them their email addresses, put them on your email list, and then start to speak to them about what you're doing. And potentially at some point in the future, you have a call to action where you offer a consultation. You could even do a consultation that's a sale, a Black Friday sale, for example, to get people in, to get you in their homes. So the email addresses is important. Provide value, then promote. So what I want to say here is you're providing value at the event. You're giving them lots of information. You are getting their email addresses. when you get them on your email list, you are then providing value over a series of emails before you promote, say, a service like I was just talking about in a consultation. So you can promote at the event. You are providing value at the event. You're getting their email addresses, but you have to keep the value going in your email sequences, the emails that you send them over the course of what could be a few months. We don't want to get them on the email list and then just spam them with all sorts of sales emails. We want to keep them warm. We want to keep the conversation going about art and how you're using art in interiors. You may even do a recap of the event, showing photos with some of the people that have actually signed up, you know, put their email list down to win a prize that night. I actually got two jobs out of this one event, and I actually got a consultation the first time round, which was kind of a consultation. And then the same people actually came back to me a few months later, and they wanted more of a full service for one room. So that involved a lot more work and brought in a bit more money than, say, the first consultation. But the first consultation we had, we talked about some fun ideas for the home. It was like a one-off consultation. They paid for the consultation. The second one was a full room where they got all sorts of, they got a plan for their room, and then they implemented the plan, and, I got a design fee out of it. So it is worth doing. It is worth filming this event if you're going to do it. I hired a videographer. I think you've got to catalogue not every single thing you do, but you do need to have clips of the different things that you've done, because just think over time you can put these clips together, and then it's real social proof of the amount of interaction that you've had with people, the fact that you have been a trusted speaker, the fact that people have come to the event and they have sat and listened to you talk for, you know, up to an hour about your area of expertise. And in this situation, it was, pulling colour palettes and creating room schemes, wonderful, creative, beautiful rooms directly from the influence of colours and textures that come out of this artwork. So there is some food for thought. I think that a lot of us are very much afraid to let anybody know that we're doing, to talk to people. A lot of us are not confident on camera. I would say that if you can build yourself up, get your confidence check in there, and think about a shop that you go to that may need a marketing event. You may not even be buying that much through them, but you may say, would you mind, let's have a talk about how I could potentially offer a discussion that your customers might find interesting. You may not be the only person that speaks at this event. They could have three speakers on. But can you get in there somewhere and have an opportunity to talk about what you do and actually get in front of real-life people with pulses and breath, and not, you know, people that may be looking loose on Instagram? How can you get out there in the real world, take a deep breath, and start to speak about what you know and love? And doing this event will give you confidence. You'll feel on top of the world, and you will just feel like you have stepped up and kind of broken through a barrier in terms of just your overall confidence about how you show up and the value of what you do in the real world. We all want to get out speaking to real people at some point and starting to build relationships one-on-one. That has to come into play to drive new client opportunities. So I encourage you to try that. If you would like to have a discussion about that, about how that could work for you, if you are potentially not sure about what to do with your story and how you could market that. At this point, I am asking for people to come and join me for a free 30-minute call where we talk about opportunities for you. How can you niche down? How can you start up and consider speaking if that's part of, you know, your ladder of not services, but I guess, I don't know, I was going to say ladder of services, and maybe that's not the right expression, but how can you add in that speaking engagement as part of your marketing mix, let's say that? So speak to me. If you want to line up a call, I would love to have a chat to you, adam@adamskugel.com. Now, quiz. If you haven't taken my quiz and you are flailing, there's a few things that you need help with. Do the quiz, adamskugel.com/quiz. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes. It's 15 questions, and you'll get a personalized report that you have emailed to you that will give you feedback. My feedback on your opportunities, if you have some, that's okay. We've all got them. It could be marketing. It could be confidence. It could be charging your worth. You'll get feedback in that quiz on how to overcome that. If you're highlighting strengths, and it's good for you to get that affirmation or confirmation that you are really doing things well by scoring high in some of those areas, it's only going to validate the confidence you have in yourself and how you're excelling in some areas. But if you'd like to take the quiz, it's adamsgoogle.com/quiz, link below if you're watching, or in the show notes if you need that quiz there as a link. But until next time, I'm going to take a little bit of time off. I'm going to come back in May, but we are at the end of season two. I've loved having you here every week. Don't forget about me, because I will be coming back in May, and we will kickstart season three. I will also, I'm encouraging you to stay in contact with me. If you, you're not interested in the quiz, but you want to jump on my email list, just email me, adam@adamsgoogle.com. I am going to be running a summit very soon, and the summit is totally focused on getting new design clients. I'm going to be inviting a number of key interior design experts in the field that will be talking about different topics to do with that and strategies to get you more clients into your business, which is a wonderful thing. But today is a particularly short episode. I do want you to consider stepping up. Show that voice of yours, get your expertise out there, and consider speaking at an event. You will feel so elated after you've finished one of these, and your confidence will grow enormously. But until next time, and until season three, take care of yourself over the next few weeks, and I will see you in May. Ciao for now. Well, thank you for listening. If you'd like to have a chat with me, let's talk. If you'd like to schedule a free 30-minute chat to discuss where you're at, go and do that at soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/coaching to schedule your call with me. Also join me over on YouTube, where the show is broadcast weekly. That's over at youtube.com/@AdamsGoogleTV. There you go. Of course, if you're joining me on YouTube, I'd love it if you could like and subscribe to be alerted to my new weekly episodes. If you choose to join me over on your podcast host of choice, I'd also appreciate you reviewing, rating, and subscribing there as well. If you didn't get that, the links are all here in the show notes. Thanks for listening.